This is a priest, a rabbi, and an ATA user walk into a bar. A Stargate Atlantis meta crackfic, written by Things with Wings, co-written with Erythros, read by Rena Jenkins. Story is rated PG. Dear the Internet, this is how much Erythros and I are dorks. We were trying to open a jar of honey and began to imagine what would happen if Team Shepherd were sitting in the Atlantis commissary trying to open a jar of, say, mustard. And so we told the following joke to each other. Team Shepherd is sitting at a table and they need to open a jar. Rodney says, "Give me 5-10 minutes tops. I'll modify some replicator nanites." John says, "I didn't want any mustard anyway." Ronan spends 5 minutes straining to open it. Taylor picks it up and says, "Wait, the plastic wrap is still on this." And then we said, "Wait, I bet the people on Atlantis tell each other that joke all the time. In fact, I bet there's a whole bunch of jokes that are only told on Atlantis." So then Erythros and I started telling those jokes. Like, for example, SGA-1 walks into a bar. Rodney says, "Ow." SGA-1 walks into a bar. SGA-2 says, "Watch out for that." On Atlantis, instead of tagging fortune cookie fortunes with naked or in bed, everyone says, "With an ancient device," or "and a squad of marines." "You will meet a tall, dark stranger and a squad of marines." Or, "To reach your goals, you must work harder with an ancient device." Instead of an engineer, a physicist, and a mathematician jokes, it's an anthropologist, a botanist, and Rodney McKay jokes. So, an anthropologist, a botanist, and Rodney McKay are about to be executed by a guillotine. The anthropologist goes up first, and the guillotine doesn't work. The anthropologist thinks fast and says, "This is a clear sign that your gods have favored me." And the executioner agrees and lets her go. The botanist goes up next, and again, the guillotine doesn't work. The botanist remembers what the anthropologist said, and says, "Because the gods have favored us, your crops will fail if you attempt to execute me again." The executioner agrees and lets her go too. Rodney McKay goes up last, puts his head through the guillotine, and, before anyone even pulls the cord, says, "Oh, wait, morons! I think I see your problem. Give me 5 minutes and a wrench." How many ATA users does it take to screw in a light bulb? Only one. Rodney McKay stands still and holds it, and the universe revolves around him. How many ATA users does it take to screw in a light bulb? Only one. But he won't do it if he can't do it with his brain. How many physicists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Only one, but McKay will expect a Nobel for it. How many ATA users does it take to screw in a light bulb? Only one if it's John Shepherd. How many Marines does it take to screw in a light bulb? One lieutenant and a whole squadron, but they won't come back. How many Marines does it take to screw in a light bulb? One squadron, but you better send John Shepherd with them if you want him back alive. A colonel, a major, and a lieutenant walk into a bar. For reasons that nobody understands, the lieutenant explodes. Atlantis physicists do it with ancient devices. ATA users do it with their brains. Atlantis botanists do it with sex pollen. Atlantis psychologists do it with telepathy. Atlantis does it with a ZPM and Rodney McKay. Atlantis does it with John Shepherd. The Wraith do it with disco boots on. The Wraith do it with organic technology. SGA-1 encounters a 40-foot dragon. Shepherd smiles winningly at it. Taylor tries to talk to it. Ronan tries to shoot it. And Rodney dials the gate and requests a squad of Marines. Written by Dr. R. McKay. SGA-1 encounters a Satidan device that is counting down to zero. Shepard says, "Shit, we better call the bomb squad." Rodney says, "Give me a minute, I can deactivate it. I work best under pressure." Taylor says, "We had best evacuate this building." Ronan eats it and says, What? It was almost past the expiration date. An anthropologist, a biologist, and an ATA user walk into Atlantis. Rodney McKay says, "Don't they ever send anyone useful?" An anthropologist, a biologist, and an ATA user walk into Atlantis. Rodney McKay says, "What is this, some kind of joke?" What do you get when you cross John Shepherd and a cactus? I don't know, but he couldn't be any harder to hug. What do you get when you cross Rodney McKay and a puddle jumper? I don't know, but I bet John Shepherd is the only one who can handle him. What do you get when you cross John Shepherd and Buffy Summers? Nothing changes. You still have the one girl in all the world who can defeat the vampires. What do you get when you cross an ATA user with a chair? Nothing changes. It still just sits there. Three people touch an ancient device. The first person develops exploding tumors. The second person has visions and dies of an aneurysm. The third person is John Shepherd. Knock, knock. Who's there? An Athosian. An Athosian who? I don't know. None of them have names. NB, this one made us feel bad about ourselves. Knock, knock. Who's there? Rodney McKay. Rodney McKay who? Never mind, I've already got the door open. Knock, knock. Who's there? A runner. A runner who? Whoops, now it's a runner and the Wraith. SGA-1 walks into a peaceful farming village. Taylor negotiates an excellent deal for Tava beans. Rodney fixes the irrigation system, even though, hello, he's a genius, this is totally beneath him. John is kidnapped by the hot chick, who is also the only Wraith worshipper on the planet. Ronan is there, too. NB, this one, too. John Shepherd and Rodney McKay are held hostage off-world by 100 Genii. First, Elizabeth Weir sends in a Marine lieutenant to negotiate. He mysteriously explodes 3 feet from the gate. Next, Weir sends in a whole squad of Marines to break them out. They are hacked to pieces 3 feet from the gate. Then she sends Ronan and Taylor. What do you get when you cross Rock Hudson with a puddle jumper? Nothing. John Shepherd doesn't sleep with men. What happens when John Shepherd goes to the planet of fast women, fast cars, and fast food? He gets ketchup on the steering wheel. The end. Author's note. Feel free to add your own, especially if you have a punchline for the one in the subject line, as we failed. Sad face.